Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. The best in-game experience is at Chickies and Pete's before the game, during the game, after the game. Click chickiesandpeets.com. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers. Route 309 in Montgomeryville. You can book an appointment with a diamond expert at marks-jewelers.com. Let's look at some questions here. Are you happy with what the Phillies did at the deadline? No, 57%. No!
Really?
John Johnson, are you happy with...
happy is a very relative term here. For my expectations, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy.
Okay.
They didn't stand pat. They certainly didn't sell. They added, and the positions that they added were for an upgrade. So I'm happy with what they did.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Peter in Media, Pennsylvania. Peter, what's up, buddy?
I don't even know what to think about Jack's top five today. And listen, I actually want to touch on very quick, Johnny Marks. You were 100% correct with his top five on Monday, the Jersey drivers being slow. It kind of ties in today, Jack. Don't forget, these cars can be life and death. I have to do medical deliveries, and on top of that, we have a daughter who's sick. She special needs. A lot of times, in an unmarked car, I have to speed, and cars ahead of me think I'm just being a jerk driver. Johnny Marks, you said it right. Just get out of the way if the guy behind you is in a rush.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is a matter of life and death, even changing a tire on the side of a highway. That's why you learn it. All kidding aside. Anyway, this Eagles report, and I have a lot of respect for Derek Gunn as well, but you put together his comments, you know, you put that with what Michael Robinson said a few weeks ago, some players having right. criticisms of Sirianni. You put together, even going back to last year, when was it the Giants punter or their backup quarterback was saying that the Eagles were soft because they wouldn't practice in the rain.
Right.
Listen, these are all signs of a cancer. I'll call Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, there's clearly not a professional win or go home daily attitude over there. It's really you have even when those comments from Michael Robinson were reported, and Lane.
I said fake news. Yes,
yeah. You said like.
Yeah, but,
thanks.
No, I mean,
thanks, Peter. Get a run.
I'm not going to go. I'd look at the head coach first. I mean, we know that Jeffrey Lurie's involved, but I don't think he's going to, you know, interfere with the head coach's teachings with his brand new roster. But I do take issue with, third day in the camp and guys are getting a day off when you're only practicing for 90 minutes tops. You have, you know, Derek Gunn, who we pointed out multiple times today, led off the show with it, how he was surprised at just how, you know, they don't look great by any means. And Derek Gunn is he's always brutally honest. And I put all these things together. It certainly seems like when this is the time as a new head coach, this is where you set your standards. This is what we expect from you. This is the culture we want to build. This is how we're going to do it. And it seems like the culture that he is building from a coach-player relationship is very, soft. I mean, I guess is the best way to put it. And that is ultimately what ended up dooming Doug Peterson to an extent, because you saw guys starting to quit in games late in season when they thought they were out of it. You saw, and it's the opposite of what you've seen from, as you pointed out, Andy Reid. Like Andy Reid, when he first started, it was hard-nosed, 3 hours, two a day, and I realize it's not like that anymore.
Right.
But you would think as a new head coach, although you want to build relationships with your players, you still have to let them know, I'm the coach, this is how we're going to run things. And it doesn't seem, I don't get the hint that that is what's going on at this moment in time, outside of, you know, X's and O's.
I agree. As far as the whole thing that Michael Robinson was talking about and the players are kind of iffy on him, there was, I guess, Jack, was it Garofalo that said that players are coming around on Sirianni? Which, by the way, is like, it makes perfect sense. The first thing they see is this press conference, and he's challenging people to rock, paper, scissors, and they're like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
Right? So then you spend more time with him. You're like, all right, like, dude's pretty cool. Like, I like him. He's got a way about him. So, yeah,
he does seem surprised. He does seem genuine. Like, with Gabe, Gabe never really felt genuine.
The guys will like him.
Yeah.
The guys will like him. And, yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Jack. Gabe felt rehearsed. Gabe felt cliche-ish.
Yeah.
Cliche-ish. Right? Like, he was very positive for his players, but it kind of spit in the face of the fans at the same time. I don't know how Sirianni's going to be with that. But, I mean, ultimately, all this talk that we have about the players, they're scratching their head, the players like them. If the dude can't call plays on a Sunday and doesn't know when to take timeouts and can't adjust, the players aren't going to like him.
Yeah,
he's going to suck.
In the end, that's all that's going to matter.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
And we have no idea if he can do any of that. We're going to find out. Let's go to Mary Beth on a cell phone. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So, first I want to talk about the 5 for 5. I think we need to revoke his man card.
Oh, it's revoked.
Because how do you not know how to change a tire, change your oil? The first thing I was taught when I was 16, how to change my tire, how to change my oil. I've replaced my spark plug. I build cars with my dad. You have to know how to do that stuff to drive a vehicle.
Well, Jack, I don't know how to do any of that.
Jack, at any point in time, was there, when you first got your driver's license, you know, one of your parents said, all right, we're, just in case, here's the, you know, the tire iron. Here's the, you know, here's the jack.
Are you saying
this
is a parental failure from Mr. Fritz, John Johnson?
Well, I know. I'm just
what
curious.
Are you saying, John?
I mean, well, I'm saying, did this conversation ever take place, or is this the first time at age
27? Well, here's the truth. It's like they would try to, but I.
You weren't interested.
Yeah, no. I mean, I got sports to watch. I was a stud baseball player, playing golf all the time. Like, I don't have time to care about cars. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Jack, let me show you how to change the tire. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, I was literally too busy to worry about changing tires and all that stuff. Now, I feel like now I have to pick up on all the stuff that I maybe missed out on when I was 18.
When you're doing stuff around the house now, since you have a brand new house, is there anything that you feel equipped to do? Whether it's,
well,
you know,
see, we have a running toilet right now, and we called Jill's dad over to look at it.
You jiggle the handle is what I do.
Yeah, so like, we're working on that. Right? I didn't add that to my gritty list today because he kind of came over and looked at it.
Yeah. Jack, here's what you do.
Yes.
And I don't know if you did this. Google everything.
Yeah, that's what Jill usually does, but that also takes effort. So,
well, I mean, if you want to learn to fix something, I have fixed many things just by Googling.
There's a lot of stuff, even if you're not experienced, you can fix once you...
YouTube.
It's a lot easier than you... Some of the things are a lot easier than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, to where you don't have to... Because the last thing you want to do is call a plumber, and he comes over, and he's like, yeah, that's easy. Here, $150 for the call.
Exactly.
Right? Let's go to Howard in East Falls. Howard, what do you got? Howard? Is this Howard Eskin or just Howard?
Howard Erskine.
Ryan in Morristown. Ryan, go ahead.
The previous caller took my thunder a little bit, but the man card, if it was ever issued, has been absolutely revoked on all 5 items. And by the way, it's the flapper valve in the toilet that's making it run.
Well, thanks. How do you fix it?
You gotta turn the water off to the tank,
right.
And inside you have to change the little gasket that the handle is attached to, and it'll stop running. Go to Home Depot, tell them what kind of toilet you have. You'll have it for $5 fixed in no time.
There you go.
The biggest question out of all this is that, of course, your poor father. Because he's going through these items, and I'm scared for his mental state, knowing that he had to drive 45 minutes to help his son change his tire.
Well, Jack! I'll tell you what. Thank you, Ryan. He was probably very happy to do it, as parents are very happy to come. Like, oh,
that's
my
good
father-son.
Yeah, father-son bonding
time. Jack, let's get to his rescue.
What were your parents supposed to, where were they headed to before you made that phone call? Were they headed out for a nice lunch or anything?
No, I think my mom was going to pick up her Tesla today. She was very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
So shame. I ruined that day.
Going to pick up the Tesla, and we have to go pick up John Fritz and change the tire for him. At least your mom didn't change the tire, Jack.
No, that was a little different there. I think, you know, at least my dad, you know, could kind of teach me how to do it, and hopefully next time I can do it. I probably would have looked on YouTube if I was really stuck.
All right. Well, listen, we will get back to this is Dynamite Conversation, Jack. Thank you for coming up small today.
No problem.
But we need to do the Marks and Reese text line. Go for it.
Text line.
It was interesting watching Jack fall into a pit of Phillies despair on Twitter yesterday, only to turn back into classic Jack Fritz as the comeback occurred. Jack Fritz is the real positive John. Mike in Birdsboro.
That's all positive John.
What were you doing, Jack? Were you out and you wanted everybody fired and then you were happy? Or?
Yeah, of course. Every game's a roller coaster for me.
Good. Yeah,
A lot of people, you know, they don't pick up sometimes on the bit. You know, feels like a loss. I tweet every game because they always feel like losses.
Yeah, so they take your tweeting too literally.
A lot of people take it very literally.
Yes, agreed. And that's what you're looking for. You know what you're doing. It's a half troll job by you.
Yesterday I tweeted that was the biggest walk by a pitcher in Phillies history. And, of course, everyone's like, Brett Myers! Yeah, and like Brett Myers is favoriting all of them. Like, come on.
Was he really?
Yeah. Brett Myers got involved?
He searches his name every day. Yeah.
They take the bait too easily.
They do. That's true.
Very easily with Jack. Jack knows what he's doing. Hook, line, and sinker. What's next?
Glad Zach is supporting me with the blonde hair. Julie in Tokyo.
What's with the white hair? Or the blonde hair anyway? I guess he hasn't spoken, so we have no idea why.
What I don't know when it was with Mike Schmidt, but something happened with Mike Schmidt and the media and the fans, and there was this, they were waiting for Schmidt to take the field, and he came out in a wig.
In the wig, yeah.
Right, so that was, you know, kind of like a diversion to cut the attention with it, so maybe Zach was trying to do that.
Have you, John Marks, ever gone with a different color other than your own?
Yeah, I looked better than Zach Ertz with blonde hair.
You went all, was it all blonde?
Platinum, yeah.
Platinum blonde.
Yeah.
You have photos to back
up? No. Oh. No, I wish I did. I would love to, I would love to put it to that. That's going back to like 1998.
Well, that was
97, 98 earrings.
Did you have an eyebrow earring?
I did. How did you guess?
Oh, man.
I think it was the right one, but I probably had 9 holes in my ears, blonde hair, eyebrow, barbell, not the hoop.
You had the barbell, okay.
Yes. Yes.
That was my next question, barbell or hoop.
Women at the time liked it.
No, it was in. I remember vividly. I remember
whole look would work.
At a point, I wanted the piercing in the eyebrow. And thankfully, my girlfriend at the time talked me out of
it. Yeah, because I would have to look. Again, I don't know if it was numbered left or right, but they leave scars. You can see it. So now I have barbell eye ring scars and Nick Foles on my back. It's awesome.
Interesting.
What's next, Jack?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Elliot loves Howie. He needs to leave town, too. John in Somerdale.
I didn't realize Elliot was so pro Howie and Sirianni. And
so very sad.
So he's been over the top with it. Not even being positive, he's been over the top. So he'll say things like, you know, Howie's had a great offseason. Like, no, he hasn't. Yeah. All right, he can say he had a good offseason. Hasn't had a great offseason. He's projecting 35 total touchdowns from Jalen Hurts, which would be a franchise record.
I'm sorry, what?
35 total touchdowns for Jalen Hurts.
Oh, God.
Which would be a franchise record, I think. What was the other one, Jack, that he did? He had something else.
Well, it was over 11 and a half wins.
Yeah, 11.
But there's one other thing that I forget. It's not as ridiculous as Herb saying 27 touchdowns for Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith, 27.
There's
touchdowns.
A different standard between Herb and Elliott, though, right?
Right, yeah. Elliott's actually our Eagles reporter. All right, what's next?
Can I get a banana for the plane ride? Texas seems kind of far, and I don't want to be jet-lagged when I get there. Spencer in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, that was when I was officially out on Spencer Howard. You remember after he ran out of gas in that start, he said he needed a protein shake and a granola bar and a banana so he could have more energy. Remember the other time he ran the first base and he couldn't catch his wind after he ran the first base.
Yeah, his heart rate was too high. What is that, Jack? What is that sound effect? What is it?
It's Tyrese Maxey when he got drafted by the Sixers.
He cried. Don't do it again. See, now you have to play it in context. And it sounds so much worse in context.
Yeah, hold on. Give me one sec.
Yeah, but, John, like, just we played. It's funny. We know what it's from.
I don't remember that.
But you sounded it. You played it in context, and people, they can't. They will never forget it now. And they're like, I hate you.
It's even better. It's even better in context.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
But he was happy. It was a happy cry, yes?
Yes.
That's all right.
It's
like his dog didn't get ran over. He was happy. Jack, it's all right to laugh at.
Jack, if you can't fight it right away, we can.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot.
Did I lie?
No, hearing it like that, I feel a little differently now. I wish you would have kept...
Thank God the kid could play, by the way, right?
Oh, man.
All right, what's next?
Rough day for Fritz. He better hope David Boreanaz doesn't call in. Greg in Mount Holly.
Yeah, where's David been? Have you guys been texting?
Nah, I decided to leave him alone, but we'll see. Maybe I'm sure Eagle season, he'll be back.
Well, I saw he was doing a podcast with Kim Perrant, Bernie's daughter. She does a hockey podcast.
Yeah.
I saw that she was doing something with him. He's a big Flyers fan, David Boreanaz. You know the story with that, John Johnson? You know who David Boreanaz is?
Yeah, he's an actor.
So you know what happened with the show? He called in on the regular call line because he was in town. And he said his name, but Jack didn't put two and two together. So he just put him up on the board as David from L.A.
Oh, no.
And it was a weird call. We made him wait like 20 minutes. It was a weird call. Jack kept moving him down the line.
I didn't like his point.
He didn't like his point.
I don't think this guy's a good caller. Just make him wait.
So he brings him on. He makes this weird – what did he say, Jack?
It was something mask-related.
So it was a mask-related with Howie Roseman joke that no one understood, and then I kind of ran him quick. I'm like, all right, whatever, and I hung up on him. And then we turned, and then he go to commercial. He's like, I think that was David Boreanaz. And I'm like, what?
How long ago was this?
It was around the NFL draft,
yeah,
right?
It's
right before the NFL draft.
Has he called back since?
No,
he hasn't. But then Jack had the nerve to text him like they were friends.
Yeah, I thought we bonded.
And we haven't heard from him since. Yeah, David in L.A., and I'm like, all right, whatever, David, see ya.
Oh, my God.
All right, any more, Jack?
I love John Fritz. He's the second best producer at WIP. But I gotta tell you, hearing Scott in L.A. totally and completely undress him during the Phillies game for losing to D. Camaro was priceless.
Jack Fritz from our flagship station, WIP, is going to, for some reason, run an 8-minute mile, or attempt to anyway. And we're going to be there to broadcast it.
I think it's partly because of his epic failure of pitching.
Now he's looking for a way to redeem himself.
Yes. He thought he'd be able to take care of Joe DeCamera, which he was not able to. Maybe some bad umpiring in there.
Tom from Abington.
And the Philadelphia Marathon weekend happens November 20th and 21st. Go register to run at PhiladelphiaMarathon.com. There's four events, John Johnson. Could you do any of these?
Well, okay.
The AACR Philadelphia Marathon.
No.
The Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Half Marathon.
No.
The Rothman AK.
Maybe.
The Duncan Munchkin Run.
Oh, sure.
Jack's doing that. PhiladelphiaMarathon.com. That's how you can register. There you go.
It's a lot of – you ever try running, like build up stamina, do a little running?
I will never run again.
No?
No.
Again?
Took its toll, huh?
No. I mean, yeah, like in middle school I ran. But and then like when I'm like – I did the, yeah, I'm going to get in shape. Let me go to the gym and run on the treadmill.
Well,
I'm never doing that again. I'm never running in my neighborhood. I'm not doing any of that. It is a poor value in working out.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
High intensity interval training is what you do. You get it done faster. You're not running on a treadmill or on the roads, dying out there. Do the workout, you get it done.
That was some experience you had, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you like running that much.
I will never. No, it's terrible. You go out and run. Is that really fun?
No, there's nothing fun about it.
No. Do you run? John Me? Johnson?
No. I used to jog, but my knee's all messed up, so I can't.
Jogging's the same as running.
Well, not exactly. I mean, you're looking at like 8 or 9 miles an hour versus, say, 15.
You know the guy that's out there jogging, he's not going very fast.
Yeah. No.
He's more or less out there just to have his shirt off so people can see him running around.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to that. I might take the shirt off next round.
When is this? Did he do the run yet?
No,
so it's August 11th. Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson will be on the call.
Okay.
If people are looking to come out and watch, we're inviting people to come down. It's going to be outside our studio. I was actually thinking about this, Jack. We need to map it out next week So we get it because Keffer's not going to do anything on his own, and I'd rather just do it anyway. So next week we'll map it out. We'll do the mile. We'll figure out what the route's going to be because we need people to come down and cheer Jack on or heckle him.
What's the time on this again?
Has to be 8 minutes.
8 minute mile.
Yeah.
1 mile, 8 minutes. Jack, how are you feeling about that right
now? He's going to do
now?
It.
I ran a 7:45 mile yesterday.
He's going to do it.
Yeah. On wheels?
No. Well, there's Jack Russell Terrier chasing me, but other than that, no.
What?
There you go.
What?
Dude, this thing came flying out of the house. And all of a sudden, I was running for my life.
Are you all right with people heckling you?
Yeah, sure.
Because if people are going to show up, they're not going to cheer you on. They're going to
no.
The Seinfeld episodes where Kramer has the hot tea and the marathoner reaches for
Jean-Paul. Yeah.
The alarm clock didn't go off because Kramer had the hot tub and is short-circuited the electric. That's going
to
be Fritz. Yeah. Someone's going to have a hot thing of water. Herb's going to have hot tea, and Jack's going to grab it.
Jean-Paul.
August 11th, 24th in Market. Be there to cheer on Jack Fritz or heckle him. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's hiring all locations, full and part-time. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. Go there to get a job. Angry Al checking in. Angry Al. Double A. What's up, brother?
What's up?
What's up, man? How you been?
Pretty good. I got car troubles, and I've been working my butt off.
Yeah, same.
I know you've been working. Yeah, Jack's with you with the car troubles.
But congratulations. I didn't get a chance to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Al. Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I like the trade. I like that they did something instead of not doing nothing. And who cares about Howard? Anybody that says we needed to keep him is an idiot.
Al, here's what I'll counter you on that. And I'm sorry, I just tried to get you in because we got to get out of here. You could have used him for something else to where you're not. I mean, the fact that he's under control for another year, and then you're getting a reliever, which helps you this year. That's why they made the trade. I get it.
Yeah, minimum upgrades, but they are an upgrade, and it keeps you strung along a little bit longer in the hopes they string together a couple series wins, and they can pull even with the Mets. That's what it's all about.
All right, dude. Appreciate it, John Johnson.
Always fun.
Have a good weekend, man. Jack, you all right getting home tonight? If you need anything, call me. I can be right there.
I'll get you on the horn.
All right. Well, there you go. Jack Fritz on his way home. Hopefully his parents made it home on the donut.
My mom texts me looking like they're all good, but no tires in stock, which is unfortunate.
So your parents
are going to have his parents' car for the whole weekend.
Yep.
No tires in stock.
Yeah, I got to drive to Delaware Park tomorrow.
Oh, are you doing the –
Yeah, me and Robbie.
Rob Ellis and Jack Fritz tomorrow from Delaware Park.
Yes, sir.
Please don't share this story with Rob.
Rob's sitting right here, so he is well aware of how
Rob
this is
Ellis
going.
Is coming up next, leading off Phil's tonight. Vince Velasquez, everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week. See ya.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.